Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club, Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy. And now that he's gotten the sleep out of his eyes, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt.
Hi.
What's up? Go.
How's it going?
You tell us. What is your deal?
I don't know.
Time to go to bed.
Not a bad hour last night. It was like 10:15, 10:30, something like that. It was right after the football game ended.
So what is happening when your alarm goes off?
This yesterday, I think, was because I took a nap yesterday, and so I changed the times of the alarms to the afternoon to wake me up, and then I didn't flip them back.
So what do you think of our suggestions that we were talking about as you were racing in? Adderall, no Adderall after 6 or 7.
Oh, yeah. What time did you take Adderall yesterday?
1 was the last time I took it.
Your projects that you start, you just, you know, imagine and come up with out of the blue, YouTube, your different pages, late at night, getting your location so we don't start the show by ourselves all the time, putting your alarm in the corner of your bedroom so you actually have to get up, or having an Alexa so that you have to, you know, not just reach over and turn it off. What do you think of those options?
They're all good. I'll use all of them. I'm also going to be sleeping at the station the rest of this week, so...
You know, we know you will. That's the
thing. I did it yesterday. I couldn't sleep. I was worried about oversleeping. I came in here and I slept the last hour. And so I'll do it again tomorrow all the way up until whenever this ends.
You're going to get pink eye or bed bugs from that couch. One of the two.
It's all right. At least it's not oversleeping.
I mean, maybe you have to sleep on the couch for a week and just put the phone where you have to get up versus waking Kristen up. You know, versus doing something drastic like sleeping over here at the radio station. Like, how many alarms are you setting now?
5, but I changed the times of them. Yesterday it wouldn't matter because I changed the time to wake up.
But every time I go to, like, my phone, like, for the alarm, if I take an afternoon nap and I'm like, all right, I need to wake up at, like, 4:10, I just, like, in that moment, like, set the alarm for the next day. Or can't you do it to where the alarm just is always set?
Well, you can have separate alarms. Like, my alarm's always set. You can have separate alarms, so you have one. But he you know, he would have to change his daytime one, you know, if he wants to wake up. So that's, or you just take not take a nap, or you take a nap without an alarm.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I just didn't want to oversleep from then sending, like, prep email.
Have you ever had something like hold you back as much when it comes to work as this? Is this your Achilles heel?
No, and it's been the last month especially. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out. I'm sure you will.
I'll figure it out, or it'll get figured out for everybody.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yep.
As Peyton said, you'll be McCarthy will be here longer than you. Micah and Tank were both in walking boots and using knee scooters to move around the locker room yesterday.
You ever use one of those?
No. You? Yeah,
no.
Micah saying, quote, I feel like I'm letting people down. Kind of thought of myself as being invincible for a while. It's humbling. Parsons says he's never missed a game at any level of his football career because of injury.
Yeah, and he's, a lot of times whenever you hear people say, oh, I feel like I'm letting the team down or whatever else, and it's due to injury, you feel like, okay, you're just like saying whatever needs to be said up front, or, you know, a lot of times it's just like a you know, trope or a cliche that they're throwing out there. I think Mike is actually reevaluating the way that he plays a little bit, because Micah has played typically as a guy who's out of control. And I don't mean like in a, like, just ridiculous, like when they suspend Derwin James because Derwin James keeps lowering his head.
Yeah.
Not in that sense.
It's
more
like Debo. Like, I'm watching Debo and I'm like, this isn't going to last. He can't continue to play like
this.
Yeah,
it's more just like,
it's like Iverson.
Know when to go down, know when to, you know when to not push it where it's, okay, that's not reasonable to push it and try and go do that.
Yeah.
And I think this is probably a little bit of a wake up call for him because he's always going. And I would imagine he probably got banged up doing something like that. And Zimmer's done a good job helping him adjust his perspective on playing within a defense and playing within all 11 players. And I think this might be the next thing that they're trying to get him to understand is, like, you can't just destroy your body in the first 6 years of your career.
Steven Jones says Tank going to injured reserve. It's probably headed in that direction. So McCarthy, you know, reiterated probably without Micah this week, and Tank sounds like it is going to be a while. So now, the question, that both of you came up with, but Choppy, I saw from you first. Does this give any type of pass to Mike McCarthy and or Mike Zimmer?
That's the question, right? In terms of getting them benefit of the doubt for firings either within the season, does it kind of stave that off? I think at the end of the day, if they get to the playoffs and they fail, like that, their fate is sealed. Whether it should be or not, it's going to be. That's the reality. But does it stave off a slow start? Like if they start 2-5, but they're without Bland throughout the first 5 weeks, they're without Micah, they're without Tank, CD didn't get to camp till 10 days before the game or whatever, does that give them a little bit of a grace period? Like, look, I personally think Mike's a fine head coach. You win that many games over a three-year stretch. I just can't place the blame on you, but they did this to him. This was already set in stone this offseason, what the reality is for Mike. So I'm not going to fight it. I don't want to say grip, but I'm not going to fight it. But if they're just going to basically, because they did, they're putting about 80% of the season baked into your performance in the playoffs. That's what they've done in the NFL. That's how the NFL looks at coaches, right? About 80% is the postseason. If that's the case, these losses of players, I don't know. I don't think they do anything to help them. I really don't. Now, they may help them in the first 4, 5, 6 weeks.
You're saying a pass is not going to be given, you think?
I don't think it will be.
And do you think it should be?
I think during the regular season it should be. Like, I don't think you should fire McCarthy after 5 weeks when he's without arguably his three best defensive players. And CD wasn't there for the camp.
Yeah, the only thing there is, like, you looked, you had everybody but Bland, and behind Bland you had, oh, the corner that we feel is completely competent to step in and do this, and you looked awful. Like, and so to me, it's, I don't think, you saw enough in the first 3 weeks to go, oh, something's clearly not right here, that shouldn't bail him out, I wouldn't think.
I agree with that. I'm not giving a pass. Is it unfair that you can give fixed, right? Belichick always looked at the first quarter as a feeling out process. Then we start adjusting. It is unfair on paper just to say, oh, you make a judgment after us after 4 weeks and you don't think we can get fixed and turn it around. But I'm not giving a pass to either one.
I'll tell you this. I forgot they were 2-3 last year.
Me too. I forgot.
I had no idea they were. If you would have asked me what was the Cowboys' record after 5 weeks last year, I said, I don't know, 4-1. When they won 12 games, for crying out loud.
TJ on Twitter, McCarthy and Zimmer should not get a pass because of the injuries. They were getting slapped around with them, so if they get donkey punched, it just shows they can't coach through adversity. Where did that originate from?
You know, I'll tell you,
who
when
goes
you go home,
just punching donkeys?
When you go home tonight, tell Amanda you want a donkey puncher.
Is that like a nutmeg?
No, that's the exact term for it. It's not a, you can Urban Dictionary it.
What are Tolo saying, Pepe, about a pass or not for McCarthy and Zim? I'm going to guess the Tolos are saying no pass.
You'd be correct, Sean. The 817 and 214 both say zero passes for Mike McCarthy here. The 817 says no, it does not give McCarthy a pass. All coaches go through injury difficulties. It's just part of the game.
Okay. So
I mean, it is just part of the game. There's no doubt. I mean, if you lose your quarterback, it's worse, obviously. Then I think you do get a pass. You know, losing three guys in your defense, I mean, that's big. That's not nothing. But it's not going to matter for him.
Who's the third that you're talking about?
Well, Bland. I mean, Bland's been out.
Oh, Bland, yeah. Yeah. And then you had Sam on top of it for depth purposes. I
mean, yeah.
Stephen Jones yesterday on the KMC Masterpiece was asked, do you think that your run defense is fixed after the Giants game?
Well, I think fixed is when you have consistency week in and week out. And I think everybody in this building feels the same way. It's great to get a win on the road against a divisional opponent, but we still feel like this team can continue to improve and be better. And we're not taking anything for granted here. We got to continue to get better. Obviously, Mike Zim coming in is bringing a new scheme and new language, and knew there was going to be some growing pains, and we'll just continue to obviously. Have to face challenges like we now have with D-Law and Micah, and like we've had at corner with Bland and Carson. And hopefully these guys are all headed on the right path to getting back. And in the meantime, our defense as a group And as a unit's growing, and you know, that's the goal. And the same holds true on the offensive side. We've got to be more consistent. And I think, you know, everybody from Mike to the offensive coaching staff and Dak and CD and the players right on down the line, the offensive line group feels like we can play better.
By the way, I think we're getting fact checked by Crado on Twitter. They were not 2-3 last year. 2-1, 3-1. Yeah, so they were not.
Who said that? Who said they were 2-3 last year?
You did.
No, I know, but we were. Somebody came on with us last week. Maybe it was Eatman said it.
Oh, well, Nick
Harris.
Nick Harris not even on the show anymore.
I can't remember. Somebody had said that. And
right
under
the bus.
So it just stuck with me.
What I don't like about what Steven says there, though, is when he's talking about, like, well, there's going to be growing pains with the defense. It's like, okay, why didn't you just elevate Al Harris then? Like, if this is such a critical year for determining things, why did you?
Because they're not going to do somebody who's never been a DC before.
They made him an assistant head coach, though. And that's
what
like,
does that mean? Assistant head coach is the most meaningless title. It might as well be assistant head coach. That is a title they give somebody just to give them an elevation of title.
In some instances, that's not what they did with Al Harris. Al Harris has like a massive role in like installing.
Corey Majors, the great Tolo, checks in. Cowboys were 3-2 to start the season last year. Jerry misspoke. So,
oh, it was Jerry that told us that. That's who it was.
Jerry Jones.
I'm sorry. The owner of the team. So I'll tell you this. When the owner of the team tells me something,
here we go.
I assume it's true.
There we go. Oh, you do?
That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told. Jerry, they say we don't trust anybody.
Jerry Jones live at 8:30 this morning. It was an absolute love fest yesterday for the defending Western Conference champs. Klay Thompson and Kyrie and everyone loving each other. We'll bring you the audio for the Mavs Media Day next.